Welcome to the Do Your Good podcast series. In this podcast series, you'll hear from me, Sybil, and other experts in the field to help you make your money matter and make a huge difference in the world. I come to you with over two decades of experience as a person who's helped donors give away over $45 million in donations, both large and small. This podcast series is meant to give you the tools you need to be effective in the world and fund nonprofits and issues that you care about with meaning and purpose, and to make a true, deep difference in the world. Hello, everybody. I'm very excited to talk to you about season four. I'm kicking it off today, and I'm kicking it off because over the summer, I'm going to do a special short season where I'm looking back at my over 150 interviews, and I'm finding my very favorites to replay for you over the summer. The reason I'm doing this is you all, my listeners, have told me there's specific issues and themes that I've talked about over the years that you care about a lot. And so I want to pull up and pull out those themes through my old interviews, and I'm going to have little special introductions to each one that'll offer a new twist, a new thing to consider. I also doubt that you've actually listened to all of my interviews, and so I wanted to pull out some of the ones that are my favorites so you can really, really think about them and figure through some key themes. Some of the things that I want to talk to you about over the summer are, how do you show up well for the nonprofits that you care about? How do you make sure that you're not irritating? So I want to bring that up with you guys. I want to talk to you also about, how do you have maximum impact? What are some examples of where philanthropists have gone in and they haven't just sort of given donations and then stood back? They've become true, deep, meaningful partners with the nonprofits that they serve. I also got a lot of positive feedback from you all about my series that I did on donor advised funds. And so I'm pulling out a couple interviews from that series to really talk more, even more about the good, the bad, the ugly about donor advised funds and what you should think about if you want to invest in that area. And there's so much more. I'm going to pull out, for example, an interview I did with Aaron Borla about how to give well in rural communities and what to think about there. So I hope that you listen in on series four and enjoy all the different interviews that I'm going to pull out for you. The reason I'm also doing this and offering you some reruns over the summer is I'm busy at work behind the scenes creating a whole new series for you that I plan to kick off in the fall. It's going to be very different from what I did in the past, but also still be rooted in teaching you how to be the best donor and philanthropist that you possibly can be and to make your money matter. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it for you. So if you want to find out more about what I have to offer, please check out www.doyourgood.com and learn more ways to make your money matter. Until next time, do your good and be well.